Hey everybody, this is Jim Frag, and I really appreciate you tuning in one more time to the Dough for the Dream podcast. Lots of good things happening today. Hope you're enjoying the sunshine and everything like that. I took a few days this week to do some fun things. Obviously, we're all working hard to reach the dream, whether we're on it right away or we have a long-term set ahead of us. But I took a few days away with my two daughters to hit an indoor water park with my wife, and man, it was great. That's the kind of fun things you can do, and I could still work and email from the hotel and from the water park, and I was still working on the dream. I was still helping people out, and I was certainly still having lots of fun with my wife and children. So that's some of the things, the fun things, the benefits that when you're doing, when you're on your own business and you're your own boss and you're doing things that you love, it's fun. So I was still able to talk to people there and they were interested hearing about it, but it's better than the 9-to-5. But let me get to this, today's podcast subject. Loans that can't be done. We're hearing that a lot nowadays. Small businesses, large businesses, telling each other, telling the media that you're hearing things just can't be done. And to some extent, some of the banks are a lot tighter. But I'm here to tell you that there still are lenders out there helping out. There still are lenders that are doing things. And you might imagine that hotels right now aren't a favorite industry. Even during good times, there are some banks that are very skeptical about doing a hotel loan. Some won't do it, and some will really dig down and want a perfect deal before they do it. But anyhow, right now, these days, most banks will not consider any kind of hotel deal because there's been a lot of defaults and a lot of write-offs and a lot of late payments from existing hotel loans. And it's not a great time to start one up or try to buy one or whatever. But I'll tell you three quick scenarios, and maybe you're out there saying, hey, Jim, I'm not going to buy a hotel or I'm not going to start a hotel. I understand that. The point is that these are some tough deals to get done, but they're still able to get done. I've handled these personally for my clients. So my point to you is, if you have a deal that you've been told here or there that it's tough to get done or you can't get done, don't give up hope. There's a way. It may not be exactly how I explain these examples, but you got to keep working at it. These people were smart. They had some clean financials, and they kept working at it, and we worked together, and it wasn't overnight. Actually, in one case it was, but anyhow, the examples, hotel loans, again, lots of write-offs, lots of defaults during this period of economic downturn, but scenario number one, a gentleman in a small town outside of Pittsburgh, he never owned a hotel. He was a successful builder, commercial contractor that did some different things like hotels and other projects. He wanted to build from scratch a hotel. It was kind of a middle-end hotel. I won't mention the brand, but it's nationwide. It advertises. You've seen it. He's doing the suites version. They're kind of more of those, a little bit larger, a little bit nicer rooms, but still a good price point for families, for business travelers, lots of different options. So he wanted to build this hotel. The ground-up construction cost was like roughly $4.2 million, and when he completed it, it would be roughly worth $6 million. So, of course, we went to all the regular banks in town that he worked with before and other ones that he never worked with before, and then we tried some ones in the area, then in that part of the state, and kept going larger and larger. We found some different options for him. We did find a bank that would do a short-term loan. It called a bridge loan, and he was able to work with them. Now, he would have had to put up a bunch of collateral for that one, so that one was not really interesting to him. We found a hard money loan, they call it. It's another type of bridge loan, short-term loan for roughly 3 years, to finance the whole amount, all $4.2 million. He really didn't have to put any money down, pay interest only for that period of time. And so then at the end of the period, he would have to refinance it with a full long-term loan. So there's a slight risk there, but he was confident that he could get it up and running and be able to refinance it at that point. And we actually gave him three options of that from three different private money or hard money lenders. Let me talk about those for a second. Hard money lenders or private money lenders, there's a variety of them out there. Some might be just one investor that has their own hard money or private money fund or entity that they loan out money. There may be an investor group. It may be a hedge fund. There's a variety of different things that can happen there. So this one in particular is an investor group, private investors together, that they have certain stipulations and certain guidelines, like a bank, but it's a little bit more aggressive and more liberal, of course. So we're able to offer him kind of an increasing interest amount. As I mentioned, it's interest only. Year one, 10%. Year two, 13%. Year three, 13%, and so on. Another option was 12% for the whole term, and another option was 11% the first year, and 12% for every year thereafter. So you can see they're all roughly work out to be probably about the same. Now with hard money, you do pay an upfront point charge, they call it, or upfront fee. It can be anywhere from 2 points to 5 points. Yes, 5 points is big, but many of them are around 3 points, and that means a percentage of the loan that you do have to pay up front. Now, that means you don't pay it out of pocket. It is thrown into the loan, so you're actually getting a slightly larger loan than is needed. So if he needed $4.2 million, the actual loan that he received would have been larger, you know, maybe around $4.4, $4.5 million. So you say, boy, he's paying higher interest rate. He's paying some higher fees than he would at a bank. Absolutely. You're going to pay higher for these things. But he got the deal done. I was able to get him three different offers to build this place. He hasn't closed on these loans yet. I'm kind of telling you an active deal here. And he may go with one of these options. He may not. But he was very happy with three different options. He's very happy that he could make his dream possible. In other words, this gentleman's at an age where he doesn't have to do any of this. He's a wealthy guy. He has other properties. He has other passive income. But he believes and it wants to open this hotel in an area, and it's a good location. So I'm able to make his dream possible. Another situation, a family bought a property. It's similar to a Residence Inn. It's not. I'm not going to name the brand. But it's one of those Residence Inns where, you know, families can stay. It's kind of a kitchen and one or two bedrooms and suites options. Or it could be a corporate location where business travelers can stay for one or more weeks at a time. And they bought it in a distressed position several years ago. They put money into it. They fixed it up. They really made it a profitable entity. You know, they reported all their income. Like some people kind of cut corners and don't report a lot of their cash. These people reported all their income and made it look a very clean entity. It was very profitable. They did a good job, worked hard. It's a family. And during this time, there are some, as I mentioned, some hotels out there that haven't done well. Guess what? They're in a great position to buy some distressed properties. So to do that, we came up with two different loans. Now, number one was they wanted to get some equity out of their present property. They took care of it. They improved it. And it's doing well. And they do have some debt on the personal or on the existing property, the hotel that they already own. They owe like roughly $3 million, And so they want to take some equity out, almost like a home equity loan on your house. They want to take an equity loan out on the property. Now, most banks would not do that. They want to refinance the whole amount, and then for a larger loan, like they would want to probably refinance it for like a $4 million loan, do the whole thing. They didn't want that. They wanted kind of a shorter term, second position lien, like a home equity loan. Keep the first loan that they already have in position, that $3 million, they want to keep that in place, get another smaller loan to kind of cash out so that they can use it to put as a down payment on another hotel that's at a great price, which I'll talk to you about later. So they want to cash out $600,000 or $700,000. So how do they do that? We searched around, we found a mezzanine fund, a mezzanine lender. A mezzanine lender is a type of lender out there. It's private, usually. Again, kind of like a hedge fund or a private investor group. They are able to provide different sorts of things, and these types of loans are usually used by developers to secure financing for a company where they usually can't with normal banking. The definition is called subordinated debt or preferred equity interest instrument. So it's usually a secondary position debt, or sometimes an equity position or ownership position. In this case, it's just debt. So it's junior or subordinated to the existing bank. And usually it's a smaller loan to value, but that in this case that's fine. And it's private placement or private investors that are putting it in. It's usually at a little bit higher interest rate. So we were able to find them a mezzanine fund that provided a second position loan, again like a home equity loan, but it's you could call it a hotel equity loan, to get between six and $700,000. Again, it's an active one, but we're on the way to closing, and it's a little bit higher interest rate, double digits. It's probably going to work out to be about 10%. We'll see exactly when all the numbers come in, and the fees are a little bit higher, not as high as the hedge funds are not as fun or not as high as the hard money. But again, it gives these people an option. They can cash out. They've worked hard all these years. They've improved this property. Now they can take some business out, some money out to create a new entity to buy an existing property. Now, down the road, there's this hotel that was a great profitable hotel, and this company out of state bought a bunch of hotels around the nation. They didn't do so well for different reasons. Not because of this location, but because of other locations, and they went bankrupt nationwide. This one was part of it, so it's now for sale. It's a distressed property, according to the bank, because it's under, the borrower lost it in bankruptcy. So now it's for sale at a much lower price. So this family is going to be able to buy this property at a much lower price, below what it was really valued at. It will take some elbow grease to get it back up and running, but it's an excellent location. It has huge potential. Even if they just bring it to where it was before, it would be a good investment, but I believe that they can take it even higher than that. So they're going to buy this property. It's probably worth maybe 5 or 6 million. They're going to buy it for roughly 2.7 million. Now, it's a great opportunity. They're going to use that cash out, $600,000 or $700,000, with a mezzanine fund, that and some of their own cash that they already have as a down payment. So how do they buy this property? We're using an SBA loan, the 504 loan. A 504 loan is actually two loans together. It is a 504 loan is roughly 50% and 40% another type of loan. Two of those. Part of it is a conventional loan from the bank. Part of it is an SBA loan. And then 10% typically is the borrower's in equity injection or the down payment. So again, these were two hotel deals in a row that were very hard to do. Most banks wouldn't do them. We took a little bit of digging. Now, these folks may have to put more money down because it's called a special use property. The hotel is a special use. You can't really turn the hotel into a shopping mall or something else easily without lots of renovation. So it's called a special use property. They'll probably have to put 5% more down. So maybe 15, maybe 20%, depending on the whole deal. I don't. So there are some ways you can use real estate mezzanine loans, often by developers, to secure extra financing. And that typically it's collateralized. Now the SBA 504 loans, those are great for buying properties or buying large pieces of plant and equipment. It's not the fastest, easiest method, but in this case, it was perfect. Now there's another hotel deal using a hedge fund. It's very similar to the hard money, similar to the hotel loan with the mezzanine and the hard money deals that I just spoke to you about. But this one, the gentleman wanted to buy an older hotel, add on to it, and make it larger. Able to secure a hedge fund at 8%, which is not too high. It is higher than a conventional loan. It is higher than an SBA loan right now. SBA would be roughly around 6%. A conventional commercial real estate might be 5% or maybe a little bit higher. This is about 8%, maybe 1 or 2 points higher at closing, but they can get a 15-year loan to buy this hotel, which performed okay. But this gentleman is going to buy the hotel, add on, and so they're going to be able to remodel the existing hotel, add on a little bit. There'll be more capacity, improve the indoor swimming pool. So these are three deals. Most of the banks said no, hotels aren't being done. Most of the people you would listen to, even very successful ones out there, are telling you that you can't do these types of deals. They are being done. It took it a little longer to find the right people. They paid a little bit higher, but if the numbers work, it didn't matter. I want you to get out of this that there are deals getting done. You can get them done. I'll talk more about different deals. Restaurant deals are another one that are tough to get done. And in another podcast, I'll tell you about a couple restaurant deals that I've worked on that most lenders would not touch simply because it's a restaurant. I did some refinances and a purchase, and another restaurant wanted to buy the real estate instead of renting it. Most of the lenders saw a restaurant, said no thank you, just simply because of the high default rate and high failure rate of restaurants in this economy. But there are deals out there. Please continue plugging away, take action. Please listen to my podcasts. You can also check out my free ebook if you haven't already at doughforthedream.com, doughforthedream.com. If you just add /store onto that, you'll find my product page where there's some things for sale, and I keep adding things all the time. My CD is on there. You can download it as an MP3, or a CD will be mailed to you. There's some other products about credit repair and other 100% financing lenders out there, some private lenders, some other things that I've been talking about here and other times, some books on how to find the financing, how to fill out your application correctly, and some other useful things for anyone, any entrepreneur in the business, especially with real estate loans. Now, you can also read my blogs at doughforthedreamblog.com, doughforthedreamblog.com. Feel free to email me. I have some coaching and consulting options available. Email is Jim, J-I-M, at doughforthedream.com, or my number is 724-238-9799. I believe that I can help most entrepreneurs find some sort of financing, in this economy. I'd be glad to talk to you about your options on a consulting basis, on a brokering basis, or just try to help you out. Thanks for your time. Good luck.